meeting with Don at 5:45. I believe that was
Community Home, hometown test, 6:05, June 20th.
Hello, Mr. Fry.
How are you doing?
All righty. Welcome. If we could please do roll call. Start with you, sir.
Fine. Public Works.
Doug Lawson, Ron McClure.
Dan McGillis.
Mayor.
Mayor.
I'm not used to it, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Mayor.
Grand trustee.
Danny Blackwell, sir.
Keep my eye around, please.
Jules, ready.
Trustee Simon Sally.
Trustee Lindsay. Okay. So, you weren't here last time, right, Doug?
No, this is the first one this year.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Was your name the last one?
No.
Hi. Hi, Ron. Welcome aboard, buddy.
That's why we volunteered for.
Hi, Chris. Keep the notice.
I didn't give him the minutes yet.
Okay.
Few people missing, but I think what we're going to do... Okay, let me look at my agenda. We did the roll call. Any public comment? Anybody have anything they wanted to add since the last meeting? Or no? Committee of the Whole special event. Now, do we have to approve? Did we decide? We'll just...
Or no, I just sent those to you guys.
Okay.
For you guys.
Okay. We have to agree. All right, what I'm going to do is go through the notes that minutes at TAP and just see what we all discuss and if we have anybody that has come up with anything new. So the date was the big discussion. Mm-hmm. We're picking, choosing between the 14th and the 21st.
Of September.
Anybody? I verified neither any of the locals, along with Don, did some research through Elena, and there is nothing going on either day. Anybody recommend a day over another day?
21st.
28th.
Stop it. 21st. Okay. Then we have just made the decision we will do it on September 21st.
Because you said the difference between the time from the 14th to the 21st is only 10 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Not much. And we were just discussing looking at the location here and mentioned maybe, you know, get some lights for cleanup so that maybe we could go till 7. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that, Doug. All right, music was in the hands of Mr. Fry and Mr. Newby.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Fry, do you have anything to report?
I think Don had said that they're going to contact the people that...
This thing?
Yeah,
right.
Or you going to contact the people that participated last year to give them first option?
For the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, so far it looks... I've got three results from them. It sounds like everything's all right so far. It was just a matter of date that they needed to know, so I will get a hold of them and we'll go from there.
That's
really
thanks.
That's right.
Some here.
Just for your...
Yeah,
just
be a
correct. Yeah.
Blake. And
it's
Trustee Chip on me shortly.
Go ahead, Henry.
And it's Trustee... Newby was supposed to be the person, the point person to contact the band.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. Wasn't me.
I thought I put that to the
end. Yeah, you would. I found it and I
are they volunteering their time or is this
on
something?
No, we're paying them just like we did last year.
I thought it was the point man for the band.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
Like
that's all
it was. Right.
I was going to go check what we had last year.
Or the band. And it's supposed to be more paint, more bands. And
I just don't know if that'll make people, and if the, like, the ones that play later in the day will get penalized because not everybody's going to want to stay for 5 or 6 hours.
Well,
I don't know.
But if we do, like, day bands, you know, playing throughout the, you know, the day bands, and then
make the Battle of the Bands portion literally a short session where we're going to get like a song for that portion of it. Concerns.com class that way, because you get some newer sound that may not be able to do a full set, but still start getting their band recognized and get a little competition going.
Madam Chair, where are we at with the band slides? I know I've been late.
Excuse me, sir. We're getting there.
I
just kind of put feelers out. Now, I did Henry and had your music choices, Henry and Sue. But I'm wrong? On my notes from the last time?
Well, Sue and Henry both had ideas.
Okay.
They had people that they could contact, but then Don said that it would be better for the people that played last year to be asked first, and then Ted was going to ask.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Two things. One, how much money do we have budgeted to spend on this festival? Two, has the village, and I think I know the answer to this, have we ever looked at hiring bands in the context of making money?
No. No. That wasn't the theme. To hire the local talents and keep it small.
So you want to stay with just local talent?
Not necessarily. That's what, when we started, that's all we could get started as we had to get it done quickly.
Right.
I said the first time we had it was a 2-3-4-week period.
Right.
That's.
Can we have the
chair
over here?
So.
Well, I also think that the debate the last meeting was, first of all, we have a limited, especially since we're moving into September, we have a limited amount of time because of darkness. And the second thing is, I think the police force said if you brought in bigger bands with bigger crowds, it would be very difficult with the where you're holding it to try to hold the crowds, where are they all going to sit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Henry talked about getting some Eyes of March, which would have been great. You'd get a big crowd there, but where would you put them all?
I think he's thinking hard because it was so one outrageous over a few years ago, well, years back, that it was cut out completely, and now we're trying to, the last few years, we tried to make it pay for itself, so we broke even or made a little bit of money at the end of the fest, so we could start the new one.
We have about $3,000 in the budget.
About $3,000 in the budget?
Yeah. That doesn't mean it's spending. But I also mentioned at the last meeting about Scotty Sopwell's having some ideas on how we can get the band in the States at no cost to the village. That would be tell you the name of the band he has talked about, and that would get through Coors Light would handle it. The modern day Romeos has a big about 200-300 following, and they would come, and Coors Light would pay for that.
Didn't
the
email take that, by the way?
With
Coors Light paying for that, would that be basically a sponsorship by Coors Light where they're not
going to
want to restrict any other type of beers?
Right, correct.
How would that work with our...
They're fine with it. Coors Light, if it was Coors Light, it'd say Miller product, and that's what they use.
Okay.
So but if Coors sell the beer, would they have a tender with our vendors?
No,
our vendors, but they only sell their stuff.
Yes. Just only the Coors Light thing, only. And that's not 100%. We have to work that out. You said you had some ideas with Budweiser you talked with also?
He had ideas and he was going to be here if he could make it. So I'll let him spiel if he gets here.
I'm confused. We had a lot of dialogue last meeting. One of the things that a lot of people had was places where they could get bands for free. And and followings. Like Jose mentioned the local band that has a following, and other people talked about it. And I got the consensus of the group was that we've had these bands in the past, let's offer them, bring them back. Now we're going back and rehashing, you know.
Well, remember, that was the first meeting.
I know.
And we had to send our feelers out, and I told you at that point I needed to find out about Mark's ideas from Scotty's and what those ideas
were.
Saying,
Jose had a band that was going to possibly do it for free, mm-hmm. and it was a mix of Spanish and English that would bring more of the community or whatever, and, you know, so if that's something that we're going to talk about, that I think you have to bring Jose.
I agree.
You guys mentioned that last year you guys had these bands, you guys were going to talk to these bands, see if they want to do it again. From my understanding, last year was not a success. It wasn't as good as we thought it was. So if we had to do this as a business, didn't work out that well, why not try something else?
It was a success for the fact that it didn't cost the village a dime. We did make money. We weren't in it to make money. We were in it to show the business support for the local businesses and get the community together. So in that aspect, it was a success of the festival.
All the businesses made money. We made money. We didn't lose money, so...
You know, I think with this festival that we're having, we're trying to put the businesses and then, you know, the local restaurants and stuff first. We can do whatever. It sounds more like you want to make the day around the music. And if it's at the same spot, we have to figure out something to do with the crafters. The day has been about the get together and the music, and all the live music is almost more as a background because it doesn't drown out all the stuff. It doesn't take away from the food tent area. If you make this about the music, then you're gonna have to move everything a little bit away from the stage, and you have to expect a lot more people.
Don't have the car show, the crafters could go where the car show people were.
I think you would have issues with that from the crafters.
That far away from
them. They'd be separated?
There'd be no reason. For those that are there for the food or the games, there'd be no reason to go to the crafters.
And then we need to hold the street.
No, so I guess what we have to do, what we want to do, if we want to focus around the get-together, if we want to try like we did in the past and get big bands and make that, you know, the highlight.
I think we should have one big band in the rest local band.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But again, our music is, like I say, is almost more of a filler because people go around, they visit, you know, those that really want to watch the whoever's performing, they go up and sit. The other people, they congregate away from it and they visit and they sit there and have their food and the music's not too overpowering. And I think that's... And we have to take into consideration parking. If we're at the same spot, we have to put people across the street. And logistically, I think if you open up that big for the music, you run into a lot more people. So we have to.
And if I can interrupt, because actually, before the meeting, Dan and I were outside, and he actually recommended, which I walked it with him, of moving it over here. Which, I agreed, it's much more land.
Better lighting.
Still have our water.
Parking.
Still have our electric.
Some of the parking would be
extra.
School. Yeah, because it's all in this. I mean, there's a lot of this side of the tracks.
Our Main Street faces it.
Right.
It's right by Village Hall. You know, we have a lot of things to show off.
You could isolate the stage more. You wouldn't have the crafters like right in the area. So yeah, I mean it makes a lot of sense.
You'd have to think about how you want to lay it out. Just glancing at it, I was thinking about putting the stage in the corner where the driveway comes up right behind the pump station, facing diagonally out right towards the railroad crossing. Vans could pull into the back from here, access things, have one band, all their equipment set up, and be an easy transfer. I think it would be a good spot. And then there's a lot of property there, and if we clear cut some of the brush that kind of splits out, there's a little tunnel, a little peninsula of brush there. If we cut maybe 100 feet of that out, it connects the two pieces of property and really opens it up. Then we just have to be smart about mapping it out. Where do the vendors go? Where does the school go?
That is bigger than what we've been using.
Right? It's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot bigger. I mean, total acreage, that's probably bigger over there.
Yeah, with the trees.
What you've been using, this seems to be much bigger. You know, and then we have, depending on how many people, depending what kind of venue we have, is going to be a big band thing that we're trying to promote people to come into town, or if we're just going to keep it kind of to what we have done. There's so much parking on the safe side of the tracks, just on the other side,
right,
that we don't have to worry about people crossing the tracks. Most of the commuters that day would use the parking lot that's right in front of the train station. The biggest concern that I would have is people crossing 134 if they park in that metro station, and also we'd have to somehow extend that fence with tape or something and have security at both of them to make sure kids don't head towards the railroad tracks.
That's Mobile Eye
down
home.
Right.
That's the Mobile Eye
down here, Mobile Eye over there.
They got snow fence, too. We can mount
the
snow fence
all
the way down until it gets
too hilly. Got volunteer for snow.
Yeah. Public Works, smell the old place.
That's easy.
So I think we should just make an executive decision.
I wouldn't mind seeing it there. I mean, after looking at it, Ted mentioned it to me last week, and I walked to work quite a bit, walked through there, and I'd never even thought of it. And then still didn't think of it, and Vicki and I went just now and looked at it, and we're like, wow.
Right here.
What are you thinking?
I'm getting grab at the tail, so unless I see it, I'm out of the picture when it comes to
the end. We've got plenty of storage, so we don't have to get everything in and out of there that day. I mean, we've got buildings that we can hide stuff in.
Is power throughout the whole grounds? Would that be?
You got power there, you got power in this building and that building, so.
Well, I know, but the sites.
Or we could pull it. Wherever there's a light.
So you're going to have the music facing that way towards the train station or this way?
I think facing towards the train station.
Okay.
It'd be more visible by people driving by. You know, the whole thing right there, there's so much visibility. Take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those that don't know about it might want to stop to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where we never had that before.
Do we have 220 here?
Yeah,
220, 221. Whatever it takes.
Because I am the guy. Because I got the guy from the Lions Club that I sent you guys an email about. So he needed 220, so that would help us as well.
We kind of how many other vendors we have and how the layout would be.
Right.
How many staff in person.
Right.
It's a different option. Most of them use one time.
Did the vendors need power?
Yes.
Most of them need
power. Most of them know?
Yes.
Right.
And was the charge different for those that use the electric?
No.
No.
And how do you charge?
We don't charge for vendors. I mean, they do a 10% at the end donation to the village on the ground.
Okay.
They do ticket sales, and they bring the tickets to the village hall, the town's ticket, and then 10% they donate back to us for having a spot.
Crafters pay them. Is that who it is?
No, not Crafters.
They don't pay either?
They pay $15.
That's what I meant.
Ahead
of time.
Yeah,
okay.
Ahead of time.
I knew somebody did. Okay.
Yeah, then the food vendors said they would like to see more people advertise more or something, so they could make a little more money. So I think the big band idea, one big band idea would be a good idea. Bring more money.
That's the way to bring people. You know, mm-hmm. I understand Pete's concern, how many people is it going to bring, and how many people can you put per acre?
Yeah, but not so much in this spot. That makes a big difference.
Well, then I'm going to let Mr. Fry talk about the possibility of something and how many people you could imagine that would come. Do you have any ideas, Ron, what fits in?
How many people do you?
Should we all go walk out there and take a look? Bring anything that's not necessary right now?
I don't think it's necessary right now. Maybe after the meeting if you don't want to.
So I'm being muted. How many people do you think? Remember I told you about the ads.
Mm-hmm.
They are available.
Okay. And either
and it's going to cost you $8,500. Not only that, you're going to get 4 hours of music. If I have a warm-up band that's going to play for 2 hours, they will play for 2 hours. We can go from 6 till 10. All the other bands continue to play all day long. That gives your the guys that were doing what they were doing time to be able to showcase their information. We put this out on the street and actually advertise it, plus the fact that the Ides have their own following. They are all over the country right now.
But I don't think our festival is going to last a ton of luck.
I don't know, because what you're going to do is that you're going to buy a stage, you're going to buy lights, and you're going to buy sound.
That's what's
going
to happen.
Those are the three things you are going to buy along with this. But the only thing about it is that instead of you expecting 300 or 400 people, you can expect 3,000 or 4,000 people if you put enough on money. And you'll have your streets full, and yes, you will have to have people to come out and work for it. But then again, you will reap your 10% or 12% or whatever percentage you want benefit from all those other things that come along with it. That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you,
sir.
Yeah, I mean, you're that's taxing our, that's every person would have to be there. You're looking at overtime from the police department for that thing.
I think it's overkill.
And that, that being
$3,000, so that is.
You figure.
I did my part. Yes.
Is with three people per vehicle is how you're, or the rough estimate you're looking at. 1,000 vehicles that we have to park. It just scares me. I'm not good at venues and setting stuff up, but that we're getting way too big.
Well, so if you're going to put an outlay, how much did you say?
$8,500
plus renting all that equipment. I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't think that you make, unless you charge, you know, an entry fee and you got to rope off. I mean, I don't see how you would make the money in the food.
A couple thousand people at $4 a beer. We make it. There's no doubt you'll make the money. But can we handle it?
Some of the thing behind me, I and Mark are big, but my day rolling are fairly good size too. I'm not sure you're going to get
3 or 4 times,
but they're a pretty good following.
They do very well.
And you might have a bigger crowd than the modern day Romeos as well.
Hey, Pete, the only reason why I mentioned that is because Antioch had done, they had about 300 feet previously. And they had Ray Chevrolet sponsored the band. And Coors Light the other way around. They sponsored the stage, and the Coors Light sponsored the band. And it cost no cost to the village.
Do you recall, I don't know what year it was, when they had the festival right on Cedar Lake, right downtown, right? I remember Lonnie Brooks playing.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody pay attention to a head count? Do we have any idea how many people showed up for that?
I have.
But we were in the red.
We were in the red big time. We were just making money off of it.
Right. Because they didn't do it right.
Right.
There were enough people there, you could have made a lot of money.
It was, yeah.
We were in the red.
Stage commission for other people.
And the stage and the bands.
Did the village sell beer?
Yes. No, the village
is not. If you're not selling beer, the village is not selling beer.
The village themselves did not sell the beer. We had the vendors sell the beer.
Yeah. You won't make money unless you got...
Is that when it was downtown?
Yeah.
No, because I thought I was
getting
beer
something. I believe we were in it, but I don't believe we didn't bring the beer in.
Right.
Well, I remember having it.
Sure.
Because we didn't have a liquor license, I don't believe.
Right.
No, I used a liquor license from one of the...
At least, one of the bars.
I remember you in the tent, Pat. Nobody else wants to take the free. Don't bring my own tent.
Right.
Yeah, you guys
don't. That was on the little strip.
Where's modern day Romeo's from? Where do they live?
Park Slake area.
Park Slake?
Jonesburg area. I think they have a great following.
I don't know if I can go this year and then plan for next year for a bigger band. You need a mainline band draw linear. And once you get them drawn, they'll continue to come back. That's just my two cents.
As I said, you're thinking of you in that size, that would be something we'd want to rent football field for at the high school. You've got the bleachers and you have
The only reason why I raised that question is because at the business summit that we had yesterday, am I correct? Because this day is all split up. The first thing that came out of everybody's mouth was Long Grove, Deerfield, Northbrook, Evanston. Everybody else has a big mainline band. Walks in the door and says, this is what it is. And what they do is that they go out and they say, we need X. If the police department can't handle it, there's other people that can. But the bottom line is you want your own people to do the job. The thing is, it's real plain and simple. We need that to draw businesses here at the same time. It's a double-edged sword. The more businesses we have, the more things we need, the more services we need, the more money comes into this town, and the more we quit being, I don't know, what do they call us?
Mayberry?
Yeah, no, not Mayberry. They call us, they say, you're living around Lake Ed. Okay? And I don't like that. So that's just me.
I think you would have to have the committee and we'd have to be all close to all year round. I mean, you couldn't plan something like that.
Well, that's, I understand that. And
you need a bigger facility. I think the idea of the high school, you have plenty, you can put vendors up and down.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee you that you're not, with all the money that they've spent on that football field.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the kind of area that you would need.
Yeah.
You know, because those are people that would follow that.
Right.
Okay.
So, and I mean, you know,
let's go small and let's move on. And
you know, basically, when we did this 4 years ago, basically we set it up as a glorified block party. What Jim's saying, if we're going to change it away from that type of deal, you know, there's an awful lot that has to be changed and looked into to do it in September.
The other place you could probably do it is for a bigger band would be the Park District, if they would allow it.
No alcohol.
Same thing around that.
Why, they changed it now?
You could never have alcohol in the Park District.
Sure they did. Absolutely.
We were at a party there last year, and there wasn't.
Yeah,
the Breakfast, they changed the Breakfast for many years at liquor license.
Maybe they're allowed to, it's something they go, I don't know.
You got the money.
The Corn and Breakfast.
They had the band there. 10, 12 years ago, they tried doing one over at the Park District, and it's just, it's 1 year, and it's hard to do 1 year and have be a success. You know, you got to keep doing things so everybody knows. But.
Consider also, that's pretty well booked already for this year.
What?
At the Park District.
Got it.
I'm a long-time resident. I'm not sure that anything is happening over at Hart's Hill anymore. I mean, most of the stuff, they've moved all the way down to the other side. So, I mean, unless there's some football games possibly going on in September. But otherwise, I mean, that pretty place is pretty dead. You know, the pool and then, you know, the football, but that's about it. I'm not even sure how much they're utilizing that building. Not like they used to.
Okay. One more time. Back to the music. I'm sorry, did you say you did speak with all three or you did not?
I did. With the two, Don was going to talk to us.
Yeah, I don't think they're playing right now. He's going to verify it, but he thinks that there won't be playing in September.
And they will not be, if they're available?
They're not available. They will not be playing.
And who is that,
Don? Barstool Soldiers.
And I'm sorry, did you say are not available or
are not? He's going to double check, but okay. He thought he would not be available.
Not be available, okay.
And that was your key act at the end, so
Well, no, it was Sunshine Dogs was the corner garage, and now they're available.
I'm going to have to check with them to make sure. Yep,
that might be tough.
Has rides available, not through Skinner's.
What?
Jason is, you know, if we come up with a bigger area like that, and there's all carnival stuff.
He has a lot of that stuff that he would be able to bring.
Because Pete's always, you know, he just didn't have a place to put rides and stuff like that.
That's what
that's another thing to think of. And
that's what Grace likes to use.
The kids that he age, keep them staying longer. Parents will be happy because their kids can run around and actually enjoy it because they feel like there's no one with the music no more. I want to go home and put this one.
Well, I mean, I do get a lot from the parents, but they were glad that there wasn't more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That it wasn't costing them more money. It was just enough. The kids were entertained. They were entertained. They got good food.
Well, being set up for a day, was Carnival set up for a day then?
That's the other thing. If we're setting up like that, they would want a weekend, probably.
Right.
But if you get, you know, say one or two rides, something for the little kids, the merry-go-round or something, because we've always talked, and he knows, he's never pushed to try to make it more than one day.
Right.
But I have no
really?
Yeah, I mean, so.
Okay.
So he always knows we try to do, and if he's always told me September, October, you could. Well, it's just, there's nothing going on. You know, last year we competed with everybody because we changed the date. So, I mean, I could talk to him.
And he might bring a couple rides in.
And see what he thinks.
It wouldn't be big ones for a day, but he might. He's a good guy.
They could bring the kitty-sized rides, which is exactly what people would love to have.
It's the kind of thing I think that we're looking for.
Sure. People are
buying
beer, drinking, or whatever.
Let me just add.
That would keep the parents here longer so the kids would have something to do and not want to go home.
I don't know that this season I can get him to a meeting either. That would be the bee's knees.
He'd probably be able to get a yes or no, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk to him by the phone, but with his expertise, he's been to every size and knows all the ins and outs and doing it his whole life, he could really give us a lot of valuable knowledge, but I highly doubt I can get him here.
I'd like to ask something. I was here last year for the Hometown Fest. I missed last meeting. What's our objective for doing this?
Well, that's what we're kind of. It was a glorified block party and a showcase.
What does that mean? Business. Again, what's our objective? To make people feel like they're part of this community? To make money? To put our. I'm dealing with a lot of different things, and I'm not trying to be critical. But I guess I am being critical. We've been all over the map in the last 30 minutes. You know, it seemed like we're at least trying to, we look at how we're trying to accomplish with doing this.
Well, didn't they say it was originally set up as a glorified
block party
where people were everybody around and they see what a block party is?
I'm not that naive, but to me that has a whole broad connotation, and I've lived in a whole variety of places.
Just for people in the village to come out and meet, and the big thing was to try the restaurants.
I hate to start speaking for the village, but Don, I mean, you should have insight. I mean, the whole situation was they tried to have bigger festivals in town. They ended up losing money. Not enough people came in and all the other stuff, so they sat down and said, you know, maybe we should just call the Hometown Fest. Let's get something glorified, big block party, get some people out, have some entertainment, some food, everything else. As a resident, I thought it went over fairly well. You know, I've been to Beach Fest and other festivals, and I'm telling you that you probably have a better selection of food here than you do in a lot of other places because you're charging a reasonable rate and you're charging $10. And first year, I thought the crafters, you had probably more crafters, more people from, businesses that had booths. Could you have done a better, could the village have done a better job? Sure. They had more committee, more people to go out and solicit. We'd like to see more businesses from downtown area, you know, and some of the other. But, you know, I think that's what the concept was, not to make something big. And but I'm not sure that Round Lake has the land or places like we just hashed out, you know. You know, you could put it in McGee, but, you know, could you do it there or Park District or whatever? I mean, to have a big festival in town, unless you took all the streets and blocked them off and had a huge, big block party for a day like Libertyville does. I mean, I guess that could be a good event is up and down the street if you could block off Cedar Lake Road and 134.
County Road, you can't do that.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. I mean,
it was
a lot of those guys have been doing that for years.
It was never to make money. It was just to break even.
Bring the community together for
again, could there be more publicity so you get some of the other, you know, Mondoro Village and some of those people out?
Sure. Thank you for bringing that up. Again, my one data point was last year. Leonard people, maybe? I don't know. The commuting part of the community, my perspective, and obviously that's one of my objectives, can we get the commuting part of our community that's not engaged to an event like whatever we're trying to organize?
It's interesting. Again, I was on their economic development committee, and, you know, we went and hashed this out a lot. And, you know, reading up about it, you know, I mean, some of those people feel that they're not, you know, I'm Old Town, so, you know, the philosophy of Old Town versus the other one, I mean, you know, you could have a whole discussion. Some of them believe, depending on where they are, that they're not even in Round Lake, you know, and then they just commute, they go there, and they have their own little festivals, and they just don't want to be bothered unless they have to pay the utility bills. Unless I'm off track.
Well, and I mean, as much advertising as we do, we can't knock on their door and say, hey, come on down. We advertise it. They're well aware, but it's their choice if they choose to join us or not join us. You know, I agree with what he said. Some of the areas out there feel like they're not part of because we're not the old downtown. But it's their choice to come or it's their choice to stay home. You know, we advertise the best we can with what we have to work with.
I think in fact, some of those associates have their own festivals.
They used to.
Yeah.
But being here, I think it'll be a little bit more open to them to get in and out of here and parking and everything else. Where over there, it was like going down an alley and trying
plus
to get
the
in.
Plus
right.
That's a huge.
However, plus. I'd like to at least offer this thought from last year. One, there was shade. Two, there was not traffic. Have those two concerns being over here.
The fact that it's a month, a little bit more than a month later, we're hoping the temperature isn't there. It could be there, don't get me wrong. What was the other one?
Traffic.
And I think between the mobilized, hopefully.
The visibility of the traffic takes away from the, I use that term, quaintness, and that native, i.e. trees. Kind of tucked in, if you will, to the oak savanna. We got scrub stuff there. I'm not saying that negative as a sound. Doesn't have any ambience there. And to me, I got to get Kevin to check power capability. We laid in power over a couple of years in the area where the Hometown Fest is.
Yeah, I mean, we did it in 2 years and then laid it out to keep it going there. That's why, you know, that's why I asked about the power here. But
and that's easy enough for me to take Kevin there and.
But, you know, it's something the group wants to move to. Going bigger for, you know, maybe next year. Certainly, because I never even thought Jim brought up McGee School. You know, if we did it, but we'd have to do it before school started, you know, have the bands and everything there, and when we did it, you know, there's no alcohol on the
school
grounds, but the beer tent was in the road. It was just off the property, and they were good with that. And we had the carnival up on the hill. I mean, that actually kind of worked out pretty good. that's another area to look at. How the heck, oh, I guess the carnival brings the generators, right? That's how they power all
yes.
Stuff.
Well, so you guys, you're only like a block away. You could have stuff up here and stuff down there. You could have a car show or whatever.
I was about to say, if you had it in the heat, you could also have a bandstand sitting here. People put out blankets and what have you, and do that during the day, have your kids at the other part, and
yeah.
Later on they come back and
right.
You listen to whatever, and then by the time it's ending, you got your mainline band playing, and you're ready to go, but that might be a next year project.
The concern that happened was that nobody could bring alcohol on school property, and the stage was in the middle of...
Well, we roped it off. We secured that area.
Right, by the beer tent. But some people wanted to be right up by the band, and they couldn't. That was a drink. So I heard a lot of negative comments when I was at the beer tent.
I remember that
now. You know, right now I'm hearing kind of what you're talking about, Ron, what's the purpose? And it sounds like there's two things that we're trying to decide to do. Do we want to take this with bigger acts into a little bigger area, or keep it to the small, quaint thing? And right now, you know, I think we need 8 or 9 months to really plan out if we're going to have a big event. How much space does it take to put 2,000 people in? Where is that parking going to be at? How do we get power there? What's the time going to be? How much is sound going to cost the stage, et cetera. There's a lot of things to consider, security, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think that we can find all the answers to that in the next 2 months. So, you know, one thing that it does seem like we do want to is entertain that idea. But in the meantime, if Jose has a band that he thinks is going to draw some sort of crowd, and I'm not saying to make that the mainline band, what's the name of the other band? Modern Day Romeos. They don't want to chat to that. Modern Day Romeos. That would be the main draw. So, especially if we have a band that does the Spanish thing, Anglo thing, Spanglo band, to have them there to bring the Hispanic population in a little more, and then back it up with the modern day guys, and that will be just a little bit of a venture off of what we've been doing with trying to get more people to show up for the point of music.
And then maybe with going just that little bit bigger in the entertainment, try this spot out. If the power, that would be the only thing I would think of not to try this out, is if Kevin says the power would be impossible. But, I would, see what, like the test would lay in that out, what you could actually do at that spot, or if we were to go bigger. I know we lose the quaint and ambiance of the nice oak forest over there, but if we're going to be toying with going bigger, then I maybe even think of going just a little bit bigger, but trying this new spot.
Or you could have beer vendors sponsor and get some generators.
Generators are noisy, though.
Yeah.
You got screaming kids and carnivals and rides and stuff that kind of covers it, but, I don't know.
I don't know where we thought about putting the food vendors. Is that near a power source?
Would that be in the parking lot is what we're
doing? Would Dave flat? I think we need to wait, have Kevin take a look at everything and see how far he can get with what he has.
Should be a hard surface for them.
Right, and being blacktop, I know there's power at most of the lights.
That seems disconnected, though, from the field.
Depending, like I said, if you could spread it out to the area and bring the vendors, some of the vendors over in here, the crafters, the car show out there, the band in between, people would just make a bigger circle.
Okay.
where, if you do it out here, where is the parking?
Metro.
Metro.
Okay.
Really, McGee is only a block away.
Right, they have a mobile line over here. Mm-hmm. Right. And a mobile line.
Yeah, so let us use the parking.
Okay.
When they get a coffee.
Yeah. All right, guys, I think we're kind of throwing out a lot of ideas for now, then, and later. So let's just real quick go back to the music, only because, and clarify one more time, you talked to two, who are your two? Neil Diamond.
The Neil Diamond group and then the Corner Garage.
And they have both confirmed, they just...
No, Jeff has confirmed for sure, Corner Garage, he wasn't positive on the 21st, so I'll have to make sure with him.
Okay. Matt. Well, that gives us two, correct? Confirmed, Scotty Suzuki, correct? Okay.
Yeah,
you are safe?
Modern Day Romeo.
What's that?
For Modern Day Romeo?
No,
that's a whole other one.
I haven't talked to them. Right. That'd be the main band.
So what's Scotty's in for?
What's that?
You said Scotty's in for me.
Barstool Soldiers. He's going to be a food vendor for sure.
He won't be a band.
He won't be a band.
Not really.
No band.
Okay. Only got two.
Jeff is a yes. Jose is a yes.
For sure.
Do you know Modern Day Romeo?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
Well, I don't know personally, but I know through the
contact.
Of course, life contact.
There's a question mark.
Yeah, you go there. I got this all the time.
Mark and Scotty. I got
a couple of t-shirts.
He was dealing with them. Now. Dan, did you have any other thoughts on the music?
No.
Good.
How many bands are we going to have?
We're at two yeses. We're at three.
One yes and one possible.
No, Jeff is a yes and Jose is a yes.
They
two yeses.
Two.
But again, we don't want to end up with six.
Correct. What time does the event start?
We discussed 11 to 7. Technically gives us 8 hours.
Bands are going to play for continuous music, 2 hours each.
That's what we've always tried to do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like an hour and a half, and then a breakdown and a setup was a half hour.
Well, we got
2 hour allotment.
We had two stages.
Right.
Which helped last time. Because we had a big stage and then we had a small stage in front. So the first band was two guys. Jeff had just speakers out there. And then the big band was able to put up their stuff while Jeff was playing.
It was on Mayor Daly's old stage?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we are currently only at four with two confirmed yeses. We have one of the rocks with a question mark.
Two is 10. Neil Diamond and
Golden. Okay.
And then Barstool and now
in
Corner Garage is
the
new.
Yeah, question mark.
Question mark.
And then Modern Day.
Which is
right.
So technically you're going to be looking at three acts, right?
Two yeses and two question marks.
So who's the third person or the fourth person? You have the Neil Diamond, you have the Corner Garage, and you have Golden.
Modern Day Romeo. The question marks they're going to question.
I just looked at their website. They're, their last show listed is on September 1st, so I don't know if they're starting to get booked in September. That's the last one that shows on their website.
Do you know then what their cost is?
The bill is nothing.
Okay.
If the Coors Light, sponsors it.
And then that limits us as a village to own, or the vendors that sell alcohol will only be selling Coors Light.
I don't know what the
stipulations are.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so I think as far as music goes, until we get our question mark answered, we're done with the music. We can go on.
Who's
going to
find out about Modern Day?
Down.
And
then.
I don't deal with bands that wear chaps. Well, the guy wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Well, I know.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. And no modern internet?
No.
No. Food vendor. Rusty, Don Newby, volunteers.
Yes. I just couldn't get a firm commitment on anybody because of we did not have a secure date.
Okay.
So, but Lily's is in for sure. Scotty's is in for sure on either date. And the rest I sort of waited on until I know exact date.
Okay.
Who's on the list right now?
I don't have a list of
people.
All right. So now that you have dates, we can. And also I have, kind of on the date, I also have a possible rib vendor also.
Okay.
Who's that?
Charlie Ford.
What about corn? Can we get the nice of the corn?
They did it one year, and they didn't
make
come back.
Enough money on it.
But if we're talking about bringing in a band that's
going
to be
just
for
Come in with 1,000-ear corn anywhere to go.
Right.
You know, they go out to the county fair, they bring 1,000-ear corn. They come here for one day, they bring 1,000-ear corn.
Right.
Go home at 9.
It's like,
Maybe they can just bring in 500.
Yeah.
Or even bring them.
Got that down, Don?
I got it.
Okay. That is for vendors, then? You're going to kind of go forward down this other day. Okay. Your hat? Or dance date?
No, they're confirmed.
Okay.
The same with the coins and lace bowls.
Okay.
We'll be handling it. And
10% of their sales come back to the village?
Yes.
Okay.
His wife's doing food.
And they're going to do wine also.
Wine?
Do they do
cheese?
Lakes will do some of the food, yes.
Rock, Italian, and burgers, I think they do.
Well,
okay.
But
you'll keep track.
I'll take care of that.
Okay. But I like that.
Okay.
You guys have definitely really enjoyed the menu lately. I really think that, like, Yolanda wishes the taco place of our relation at the tacos, and the majority of the stuff Yolanda. So we'll see what she wants, and
Okay.
What about our cookie guy down here? Does he have ice cream and stuff?
Cookie guy here?
Yeah, cookie in the morning.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I'll talk to him and see if he wants to come in. We do not have an ice cream vendor at this point.
Because we used to have that Maggie Moo or something. But they're from Mundelein, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have a cookie guy from Mundelein. Are they for sure?
Yeah, I talked to him. They said, yeah, we'll do it.
Cookies and more?
Yep.
Do well?
And the cookies and more?
Yeah.
Cookies and more.
Get ice cream between two cookies, but don't get the blue stuff.
Okay. Cookies and more, that would be cookie.
Okay, guys.
There's cookies there. Yeah, it's on the right side. The whole.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some big cookies then.
They do regular size ones like this. They all like a cake. You can get someone that wants their birthday, and they probably.
No, I go every day.
Huge. And they do like all the different characters and. Although I didn't get it, they did all teams, but they didn't do the whole team.
Okay,
guys.
Hey, question.
No, they just said it was $2.30.
Question. You've done bake-offs before, right?
Well, we did it just because it was a pint contest. No, you know, it didn't have to be apple pie. It was two crusts, single crust or double crust.
I think on my notes was one of the ideas for to get to that point.
I was just thinking of a
rib. Chili cook-off, too.
I was thinking of a rib cook-off or something when you mentioned Charlie. People do a rib cook-off, and that's that many more free ribs.
You were talking about one of the reasons why you were moving. You were talking about chili.
Chili cook-off.
Try to pull that off.
You know, have pie or pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got a friend of mine's part of the house set it up and they canceled it.
I'm supposed to play with a band there. That's the only reason I wanted to go.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay, well, I think next meeting we can focus on ideas at the festival.
Okay.
But keep that up here.
I'll make a note.
Okay. Mr. Ted Hartshell. Let's find out.
Actually, the guy that's running the one in Beach is the one I talked to.
Uh-huh.
And he's going through that one right now. He says once that one's done, he'll know for sure if he wants to handle another one.
Okay.
It's not actually that helpful.
I think we did do car and bike. Car and bike and
car and bike?
Yeah. Can you verify that?
It was just
what gave you? Was it car, truck, and bike?
You know, I didn't open it up.
Yeah, I think it's car, bike, and truck. Because he had a trophy for a bike last year. I think so. Not that truck. But trucks, cars, and motorcycles.
Didn't it out or something?
Was last year. So, all right, back to you. So you're going to keep us posted on that, correct?
Yeah.
Waste management. Mr. Newby. I'm
going in on the date, so
okay.
Now I'll follow through.
Okay. We're cruising now, guys. Girls.
You missed one thing.
I
have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You to the car and bike show, mm-hmm. but you didn't give me a spot of what he did. I mean, I say that we wanted to porn, that we wanted to do anything that you want to say.
And the reason being is we didn't have a definite date till tonight, so Don is working on all of the vendors, so once you get all this down, then you communicate with Don. Am I assuming right? You were not a vendor last year?
No, he was not a vendor last year.
Okay, and you're going to the original first.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to
do it. I'm the last vendor to do because it's no longer business, so I will need them.
Okay.
And those items are off the table. If they can't or don't do it or want to change their item, then whatever's left is out and up for grabs for any new vendors that come. But we try to give the previous vendor the respect to
the
community.
This place wasn't even here this week. Who
was?
The cookies and cream.
No, they were not here. They're an ice cream vendor.
And you're giving them priority?
Well, the ice cream vendor that we had last year going out this
week. I have ice cream I got. Well, okay.
Let's talk about it. We had Donald's ice cream here truck last time.
We definitely make sure that everybody gets to showcase how much
they
serve.
My other question is I just want to be prepared. Because I have the menu on the Donald's Cinnery and I can have the menu from Russia. Or I can have some from the store. All I need is
And this is why I'm coming, because it's going to be one freaking great food day. I won't eat for the rest of the week.
I mean, we can do a lot, we can do a little, but I need to know.
Okay. I will allow the cottage.
I didn't see any burritos last year.
There you go.
That'll be another issue, right?
Okay. Good. And Bingo was next. Bingo is not here, but now that we have a date, I will forward that date to her. And I'm sure she will either report back to me or report to the next meeting. Here.
Do you have fire trucks this year?
I have a date. Well,
it's going to
be really busy. What name is the problem? Yeah, well, I'll get it.
But we're not conflict with anybody this year, right?
Right.
So it's all good.
Okay. So we can put
fire whole darn fire department.
Please. Oh, yeah.
Bring the water in.
The water.
There you go.
Have
a water cart.
The fire truck. The fire truck. Do we have the old building that's the government and legal that's not rock and roll type of building? That they can put up like on the
ground? That is a county county fire department asset, and when it gets to that time of the year, we will get Pikes because all the fire safety bumpers come up,
I can ask. I'll talk to our public education coordinator and see what
the situation. Yeah, I think the kids learn so much from sitting inside of that room. I mean, I remember when I was in there, and gosh knows that was quite a few years ago when I was a little itty-bitty ankle biter. And I keep wondering every time I get a Sadie Damon, and he keeps asking me every time, Mom, remember, they have the smokehouse.
So you can't take the wind out of our sails for open house for the fire department.
if
everybody learns to stop, drop, and roll in September at the village, and then nobody shows up for the open house.
Well, they'll know if they see us here, they'll know, hey, let's go back. We want to do it again.
Yeah, we can make it that good when they come back.
We're learning.
Come back.
Go play the smokehouse.
The
smokehouse.
Yeah.
Play the smokehouse.
Really big selection of crafters. And
he's out finding some of those. Let me know.
You got a bridge, Anthony?
What's your bridge? Dan, were you pending?
I'm out.
He said actually it's a worker.
Yeah, they cannot do it at all.
They can't do it.
No, I can't. I have a contract.
Oh, okay. So you.
So.
Okay.
Counts are out.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah. I'm out. So, I'm sorry, no bumping bridge?
Nope.
And nobody else can do that.
I have to check around.
Fighting walk for the Army?
I haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
We just have an end.
Okay, now we need to go back to pasture.
Face hanging?
Let's find out.
Yeah,
well, he's pretty sure they're going to have a table and they'll probably do face painting. There's somebody that oversees that kind of ministry in the church, and we have to check with them, but he's pretty sure. So we will come up with something else.
Storytelling?
I guess we could do that. But
now, I'm sorry, I probably didn't tell you. We did pick September 21st.
Okay.
So that is the date, so that helps you a little bit. Okay. Sure will.
Let me see if we've got a different storyteller.
Okay.
Well, we've got somebody who's spent years working with children, and she'll have some ideas.
Okay. All right. Sonia. Okay, we talked to Ted, we talked to Sue, we talked to Jim, we talked to Pete. I think we're good. Did you look into the trackless train, or again, did you want to wait?
I was looking into that, and I was waiting on the date.
Okay. Henry, we talked to Henry. Don, we talked to Jim, he did not show up. Pat, the insurance, and that was Martha. Ted, puppet show?
Yeah, we should be a puppet.
Okay. Hold the line?
Yeah, we'd have to get through the chief.
Mobile, now that you know the date, I'm sorry.
Oh,
mobile, I, whoever, whichever one of you.
Yeah, I guess
I just
reminded that somebody in our church did suggest doing some kind of a carnival kind of game, like a ranged officer or something like that.
I think we're going to touch on games and ideas at the banquet.
Okay.
But yeah, write them down, think of them, bring them with you, absolutely.
And what about giving out candy or something like that for prizes?
Is
that, as long as
they're unopened? Yeah, I mean, that's some of the other groups have done that. So you wanted to do like a ring toss or maybe some type of religious quiz or something like that from there? To engage you in that, that wouldn't have anything to do with the other stuff, so okay.
Now, I don't know if you want to do it as a free thing or if you want to do like a ticket thing, but in the past, we let the churches, whatever money they made, we would not give a compliment back to the village, they would just keep all of it.
Okay, I know you weren't here at the last meeting, but you were mentioned for your group. Got interested if we had an opening. Your band?
Since I became mayor, I quit both bands.
But I could check into it.
Let's do the four we have. See what happens.
I thought we had like half a band right there.
Exactly.
There's a concert.
I play guitar.
Okay, that's three things right there.
Are we on the show?
Yeah.
We need one more.
We
know a drummer.
Drummer?
I know a drummer.
I don't know if you want to know this, Pat.
But just
advertisement ideas, the village website, which is obvious, storefront flyers, if you could put one at the train station.
Put a flyer in with the water bills?
Yeah, that's on here, water bills.
Can we do that as like a separate flyer?
Is anybody in charge of making
them? No, it's just so expensive.
Remember? What was it?
Oh, it was a couple $1,000s. But I could be wrong.
Individual flyer? Okay. Just a black and white.
It's pretty costly to put a separate flyer in the water bill.
Yes.
Yeah, like $2,000.
We have to send it to them and they have to stop it for the charge.
Right. For the water bill, North State Bank, maybe they can put up a sign there. Larger window flyers for display.
Who's making the flyers?
We haven't got to that part yet. Not tonight. Park District brochure. Okay, we put a little, we can do a little 2x2 with them. An idea.
Is it fall out already?
Shouldn't be. We're just working on our fall in a couple weeks.
Park District sometimes put those things out.
Yeah, I think we might there.
I want to check this real quick.
And then obviously the surrounding businesses to display the flyers.
Along Dan and like Long Beach does, for that hot dog thing. Across the street, I mean, like, even 134, which is the business.
The only thing is we don't have anything real tall to connect. Most of our, we got all the low lights and all our telephone poles are done.
Yeah, because when I tried to do that for that homecoming to get a banner on Cedar Lake, there's nowhere in the village around Lake that would support a banner like that.
But across two buildings.
Yeah. So the thing, I mean, I could hang, you know, we could hang on the corner by my dad's building up high, you know, how visible that is.
We have
enough of us to not
leave. Oh, I know it's mental cost.
To go along over the road.
Maybe we can sort that out. As we all drive around and do the same thing, just kind of look for a nice an area.
You'd be able to do, you'd probably be able to do it up by the school now, because they put the new lights in there that are about 40 feet up in the air. South Rosedale and Cedar Lake.
Yeah, but
I don't know what the county
I talked to my expert on that, and that they said you'd want permission from.
Right.
You will not get permission from Cabot.
Because
I'm telling you, the beach doesn't get permission to put theirs. They're doing it. We'll put it up because they got to get permission to close the road. That's when I'll put it up and say sorry.
Right.
When it happens. So yeah, those poles, the light poles, and
those are county.
Right.
Not
but okay. Someone told me that with the power from the banner and the cables, that they wouldn't recommend trying to put them on those poles.
Because of the liability issue,
would
it be put it up there, or would it be more
specific? Well, Comet's deal is, I don't know, but why not to put them on the county light? It's because they just can't support that kind of pull. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you get that out, you get stretched across the road, and the wind's hitting their stuff, it's expensive. They say it's bad, that those poles can't handle it. That's what I was told to make of the matter for high school.
Okay, well, everyone just keep their eyes open and we'll give that thought.
Didn't we last year have intersection signs?
Yep, and we'll do that. We just haven't got to that yet.
We usually get two signs from
the beer vendor.
Beer vendor.
I think I think we can comfortably say that we're good. We've all got many emails. Touch base on a lot of what we did tonight, just because everybody has a date.
The longer,
then we'll maybe next time get into games and ideas. Right, we'll have band confirmation.
Don's
Work on the vendor. Lee Long has a date, so we can work on them.
Just to confirm, the location is selected.
Not confirmed yet. We're gonna take a walk on the wild side out here.
One of the things that I did want to ask about the new location is the northernmost border is Hart Road. Would that be correct?
We won't go that far.
The only reason I bring it up is we've got the Hart Road project coming up.
Right.
So, depending upon the status of the project at that time of the year, there may be some safety issues, especially if we're thinking about the need for parking. You want to make sure if there were open trenches or anything like that, everything is roped off, secured.
Not a consideration for this year. Hart Road construction will not start until sometime in early 2014.
There we go.
That's all we have for this one.
I think we're safe.
Washington Street will be closed, call it mid-July to mid-November.
No.
Completely closed.
No.
Completely closed at some point. Yes, early on, underground utility work will have some lane availability. But at some time, the road will be totally tore up and only local
people. Right, local people will be getting there. That's my point I'm going to make. Local people will get in there. And the fire department will get in there.
Was there anything else anyone can think of that you wanted to add to this, or that you wanted to think about adding to this?
I would like to bring up a question. Have we ever tried having a small parade to help kick off the event? Sort of an anything goes type parade.
The only parade we've ever done with one of these was at McKee that time, and they did a
we had one also pet parade with Sherry had organized it.
Yeah,
what
was that?
Where would it end? Details. Like whether it's over there or right over here, and maybe I'm dating myself, but I grew up loving parades, and my kids love being taken to parades, and if this is a family event, it might be something that could get people to come and at least experience and hopefully stay.
I would suggest that they did it one year for, I think it was a 4th of July, but it was a big 4th of July, and they started at the high school, and then they ran down McGee, down that way, and it went pretty well, and then they could circle whatever, but it's available, and the high school allows it. They started there and went out, came down. Well, we've been doing that for homecoming the last 2 years. It's just that, you know, being for all the parades and Memorial Day, that's set every year, 4th of July and homecoming, it's fire trucks and police cars.
And public work, and people walking dressed up as clowns, and the mayor, the master ceremony, doing the high team.
That's what I mean.
Again, if our objective is try and build community, at least from my biased perspective, parade is one instrument in trying to do that.
Okay, I like the idea.
when I'm a dog, I said Ron should be in charge of it.
If there's a willingness to try it, I'll take that one on.
Great. I'd like to.
Yes, no?
I like that idea.
We were just, yeah, Sue and I, and had a thought. I don't know if we can do it, though. Don, can we walk on either side of the trailer during the parade? I mean, oh, not next to it, but off a little bit.
What trailer?
The trailer for the parade for the 4th of July. Can we walk alongside of it?
Yeah,
okay. Maybe get some card stocks and make 8 and hand them out, save the date, and then put the website on here. Hand them out at the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. And then come... Homecoming, what's homecoming usually be?
October.
It is after
that. But the 4th of July parade, that's...
Yeah.
You know, there's another place to put it up. Yeah. Put it up over there, Dave, on Township.
But I mean, that's an idea. If some two people are willing to walk and just hand out little cards, little postcards, little reminders.
Our organization and stuff, yeah, that's a great idea.
All the time. Okay. Okay, so that's an idea.
If we do it on card stock,
well,
if it won't, you know, just blow off and whatnot. That should work.
Okay. So, anybody else? Any more ideas? Any suggestions? Anything you want to talk about? Anybody want to beat up? Anybody want to hurt? Nope. Okay. How about July 2nd? Because it's 2 weeks from today is 4th of July. I don't know if we want to go out 3 weeks. I think now that we have the date, we'll have some more answers. We've got plenty to cover. I don't think we'll waste our time. So Tuesday. It is the Tuesday after the Monday night meeting.
Now,
you're good on Tuesday.
Talking about also the games and the other things to kind of start thinking about those ideas.
I'm sorry, what?
The games.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Do you think we might run in by just being out another 2 weeks for people to like kind of limit those amount of time to start talking to those people with securing the same? So
you think
we
should possibly
meet
at least next week just for that focus only?
And
then
we would like to do a focus
group
place so we still have
time
to contact any type of carnival game people or...
Well, I mean, I've got that.
The one
game. The one game and possibly the duck tank at this point. Like, we're talking, maybe, and, you know, because of when it is, you know, there might be more games available. That's what he's always told me. If you guys go farther back, I can have more. So I'm good with one game and a duck pond. But now with the tape, we might, you know, might have more games. And then again, if, you know, if we look at this and we try to do that, then we could maybe have a little bit more.
Okay.
And do you think?
You want me to handle a trap of trainer if you want?
Dad and bouncy houses, right?
That
goes together. Right?
Yeah,
same
track.
Okay, so are we good then with July 2nd? Tuesday night?
6 o'clock again?
July 2nd? July 2nd?
As soon as I have my pen, I get
my pen. Here.
I might not be available that night, but if...
I'm sorry, what?
I might not be available that night, but if I have some ideas,
I'll be able to try to bring
six,
right? Ron, you'll drag Kevin out there to look at the facility, how that can set up for the...
Oh, Rob!
Okay. So I think we can adjourn this meeting and head outside.
Here, here.
What?
Meeting adjourned at 7:24.